We're talking with Marina Mann, a frequent guest on our Peace Bucket here at WOOC. And Grannies for Peace are holding a web forum, I guess, on Valentine's Day, February 14th, for the not-so-cheerful topic of the increase in threat of nuclear war. But Maureen, why don't you tell us a little bit about this event?
Okay, Mark, as your listeners probably know, Grannies for Peace is a project group of women against war. And for close to two decades now, Grannies have been standing on the corner of Wolf Road on Valentine's Day or some other place chosen for the traffic and the message to talk about various aspects of foreign and domestic policy that we feel impact greatly on women and children. With the message always being that we care profoundly, as do all who love those who are in their life. And so that's why we care about the issue. So since we couldn't stand on the corner this year, we decided to do a web project. And so we reached out to World Beyond War, an organization which is more and more offering itself as a platform for these kinds of events in order to expand the message as much as possible. So I'd like you to read the invitation to this Sure. year's web event, if that's okay, Mark. Okay, this is the title is A Valentine for People and Planet. Documentarian Cynthia Lazaroff's heartfelt plea for a nuclear weapons-free future. This is a Valentine's event organized by Grannies for Peace. On Valentine's Day, for years we've vigiled, weaving our concern about many peace and justice issues into a tapestry of love. This year, because of the virus, we will gather with Grannies' friends and allies on Zoom, and that is an invitation that's open to all, for a program focused on the threat of nuclear weapons and the need for changed U.S. nuclear policy, especially in the light of the new UN treaty on the prohibition of nuclear weapons. We'll see a wonderful 40-minute Code Pink video interview of Cynthia Lazaroff with Jody Evans. Cynthia is a filmmaker who's worked on nuclear weapons issues as well as U.S.-Soviet relations for decades. And Cynthia herself, who lives in Hawaii, will join us on Zoom, the magic of this capacity, to talk about the interview and to talk about the broader context of why she is so concerned and answer any questions and hopefully engage us all in discussion. And the event will end with a 5-minute music video that Cynthia created with a Hawaiian singer, Makala, in the Soviet Union, titled Morning Armageddon. With many years of Valentine's Day vigiling for a foreign policy based on love and concern for the planet, Grannies for Peace calls on grannies and allies, and we always assume that's everyone, to learn and act on this existential challenge. Yeah, so go ahead, Mark, I'm sorry.
Well, we were talking beforehand and you mentioned that the issue of nuclear war sort of took on a new urgency for Cynthia when she was living in Hawaii and there was a false alarm about the possibility of nuclear war.
Yes. And Cynthia and her partner, who has been a Harvard professor dealing with Russian, Soviet, U.S. relations for decades also, were very, very knowledgeable. In fact, they had just completed a documentary, seven-part documentary web-based project where they interviewed all kinds of experts on Soviet, Russian-U.S. relations, including Gorbachev and former U.S. security experts and so forth and so forth. And even in spite of that, she was living in Hawaii. And as most of us know, in January 2018, just around the same time that we were having a lot of saber rattling with North Korea, people in Hawaii got this message on their cell phones saying that there were incoming nuclear missiles heading for them. And she describes quite vividly, both in the document, in the video we're going to be showing, as well as in a really powerful piece that was printed by the Bulletin for Atomic Scientists, in spite of knowing all this knowledge, the absolute panic and horror at the sudden realization that all that they knew and loved was about to be obliterated. And it was shared universally, people driving 100 miles an hour to try to get to their loved ones. I mean, just this incredible sense of absolute panic. And out of that, she has renewed her efforts profoundly to awaken herself and to awaken all of us to the fact that as we have deteriorating relationships with Russia and now China, which is also a nuclear power, the threat is greater now than perhaps it's ever been. And so she speaks out of this kind of very personal awakening experience in a way that really makes you want to listen. And I think might provide a wake-up call and renew a conversation that, as our own Larry Wittner recently spoke about, we need to be having as the world looks more positively in many ways with the UN treaty and the United States and Russia stand outside of that and the other nuclear powers along with it. And we have to change that dynamic so that we step inside that world of calling for the end of nuclear threat. So
a lot of people sort of overlook that, even though why in some ways President Obama was supportive of nuclear disarmament, in many ways he was not, and in fact initiated a $1 trillion overhaul of the nuclear arms system, which he can argue is only about modernization, but certainly to the other nuclear powers looked like an escalation. And despite the many problems with the Trump administration and his relationship with Putin, the reality was that, you know, Clinton, as a Democrat, were really seeking to escalate the Cold War efforts against against Russia, as the Obama administration has done. And so yes. Now that the Biden administration is in, that is likely to continue. And Obama, you know, himself also escalated significantly the conflict with China. And that was the one area where Obama and Trump agreed was, you know, the escalation of tensions with China. So, yes. In fact, the threat of nuclear war, though it's receded from people's consciousness, is probably greater than it's been in decades.
Absolutely. And Cynthia, who has been looking at this issue very closely and speaking to people who deal with it very intimately, would agree with you, couldn't agree with you more. And there are many reasons why we have gone increasingly to a place of demonization, mutual demonization, with Russia and now with China. And as you look at the details of this kind of modernization, you know, commitment to better nukes instead of stepping back, it becomes clearer and clearer that those who use the analogy of the doomsday clock getting closer and closer to midnight are not exaggerating, are not speaking in hyperbole. And so—
Okay, we only have about a minute left. So if people want to join this webinar on February 14th at 2 p.m., how do they sign up for that?
Thank you, Mark. Basically, please go to the worldbeyondwar.org website, one word, click on events, which is all the way to the right in the list of topics. Then click on see more events. Scroll down to February 14th, and you will find a Valentine for People and Planet. It's at 2:00 on Sunday, this coming Sunday. You must register in order to get the Zoom link, but that will also give you access to a lot of material about what we can do as we move forward, really contemplating the fact that we are closer to midnight.
And if people want general information about Grannies Against Grannies for Peace and Women Against War, you got a quick website?
Yes, womenagainstwar.org.
That's an easy one. Well, thank you, Marina Mann, Grannies for Peace. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network. And share your love on Valentine's Day, February 14th. Stop nuclear war.